Welcome to the Sublime Femme podcast, where we delve into the wellness side of enlightening your life and igniting your soul fire to blaze with passion, sharing stories, strategies, and inspiration for you to live in divine wellness. I'm Irana Gian. If you want to live a healthier, happier, and on purpose life, this podcast is for you. Hey beauties, how are you today? I am obsessed with this topic of aspiring for more, desiring more, and dreaming big. And I'll tell you why. Because only an aspiring life cannot be stagnant. And only an aspiring life can be vibrant. And this is what I want for you, and I want for me, and I want for all of us. So what happened was that some days ago I found myself reading a book, and I came to a very potent question that created a big revolution in me and created this podcast too. Why do I get up every morning? This was the question. This question really hit home for me the other day. And I felt like at this moment I had lost contact with my desire. I felt like I didn't know really in that moment why. What am I waking for up every morning? Why am I doing all these things I'm doing? And more than that, that's the reason I feel tired, overwhelmed, and kind of lost in this moment. And I'm not creating the impact that I want to create also with my work, because I'm disconnected from this desire. I don't know why I'm getting up every morning. So I cannot stress enough lately how important it is to have clarity on our desires. But not only that. To have dreams, to dare to dream big and to dream outside the box. Because this question makes me reflect and look a little bit around me. And by looking around me, I then realize that as people age, they begin to shrink. Look around you and you will see. Because our conditioning, our past experiences that haven't been processed and digested, they become fears, and we create walls to protect ourselves because we fear to be hurt again or to experience something painful again. And then we create boundaries, and these boundaries that we create are not only protecting us from the things that we fear, but they become walls that are imprisoning us, and we are fearful and unable to break. So we do not allow ourselves even to dream anything that we do not know. I mean, the infinite possibilities that exist in the unknown. So we keep obsessing on our unwanted past. We keep thinking about what we don't want. We keep thinking about the pain. We keep thinking about how much this person hurt us or what happened in the past. So we keep obsessing on our unwanted past and recreating it into the future. Even if we do not desire it, this is what we do. We are unconsciously recreating the suffering, the pain, and anything we fear. This is the trap we are living in, and we are constantly repeating the same experiences in our lives again and again. So I'm sure you know and you feel that also, like everyone, we all have that gremlin all the time telling us, come on, you cannot do that. Don't even dare to think this. You cannot do that. You are too scared. You are too fat. You are too old. You will never make it. It will never happen. So don't dream about it. Don't desire anything because you cannot do it. You cannot make it happen. Does it feel familiar? And we do not even notice that this gremlin is constantly chatting us down, making us shrink, not allowing us to dare to dream outside of our past experiences. And this gremlin is our own mind, our thought process, our conditioning, our memory process. Yes, whatever we have stored in our memory, it creates these emotions, fear, anger, jealousy, that creates all these thoughts that the gremlin is telling us, you can't do it, you are too this or too that, and doesn't allow us to desire and to dream. And then we only desire material possessions that never make us happy nor fulfilled, because we only dream about having things and having material things instead of dreaming of being or feeling in this or that way. Because we don't allow ourselves to dream and to desire being more, which is our nature, to thrive, to be more than what we are, we constantly desire other people, or we compare ourselves to others, or we desire material possessions. And we keep asking ourselves then, why are we suffering? But it's because these material possessions that we acquire, we desire, and then we acquire, after a little while, they make us feel even more empty, because we are not feeding our soul by desiring, aspiring, and moving towards being more of what we are meant to be, thriving. This is thriving, because our life itself is about thriving, not about suffering. Yes? So this is one of the main reasons we are anxious, we are depressed, we have low libido, fatigue, and we are never satisfied, because the way to freedom is proportional to our desire for life. Dreaming of being, of feeling better, of being more, and not of having more. Dreaming of being who we want to be. Dreaming of feeling as we want to feel is being more. And it's not about having more things or a person, because everything is coming from within ourselves that will make us happy. So we aspire for nothing relevant to our essence or our soul, and we do not allow ourselves to even desire nor to dream. And as time passes, we become stagnant and we become disconnected, and we shrink and we shrink and we shrink. So of course we age painfully. We are in pain and we age painfully instead of aging gracefully and feeling ageless. And as I said, I have been personally asking myself a lot lately. It really matters to me to dig very deep into this question, to know why. Why do I do what I do? Why? This question, why, is so important. How do I want to feel, and why do I want to feel that way? What do I really want, and why do I want it? These questions are very, very important, because questions create possibility, open space for possibilities for ourselves. And I'm not talking about asking questions and answering them with our mind. No, I'm talking about making the question and being with that question and allowing the answer to arise, to come, but not trying to answer it from the mind. Because if we answer it with the mind and we try to find the answer with the mind, we are again tapping into our memory, into our past experiences to answer that question. Can we just stay with the question and let the answer come? You see, these questions are to be asked at least once a month, again and again, not to say every single day. Because as we change, because everything changes and we're changing continuously and the situations and the circumstances change, desires expire. And what we desired yesterday, we're not desiring tomorrow. And dreams, our dreams need to be recalibrated. And this doesn't apply only to ourselves with ourselves, but also to our relationships, our work, and anything that is cyclical. But by the way, everything is cyclical in life. Everything is all the time changing. And that's why we should keep asking these questions to ourselves day in, day out. It really matters if you want to create a life you love, if you want to be the master manifestor in your life, if it matters to you to living with ease and grace and not in pain, it matters. It does matter to me, because I want to live with ease and I want to live with grace. And by the way, I can tell you that the answer for me to that question, how do I want to feel? I want to feel grace in my life. This is what I want most. So it does matter. Does it matter to you? And I guess that if you are here, if you are listening to this podcast, it really matters to you too, you know, to know the answer. Why you get up in the morning? Why you do what you do? How do you want to feel? What do you really want from your life? Not what you don't want, what you want. You see, it's very important to focus on what you want. If you do not ask these questions and find these answers, then you are not the master of your thoughts, and this matters most. What you think, you create. And if you are thinking all day of your pain, of what you don't want, or what you don't desire, you create more of that. You recreate more of that. And this is exactly what is happening, and we are where we are. Because as long as this gremlin is taking the reins of our life and managing what we think, what we desire, what we dream, or what we don't dream, we keep recreating our past into your future. And we are constantly thinking thoughts. And if these thoughts are about what we don't want, we are creating those thoughts into reality. And this is where we are today. While when you think of what you desire, you project it all day in your mind and you make it happen. Because what you think, you create. And not only for you, for the people you love, for your friends, for your family, for your kids. Whether we are conscious of our thought process or not, what we think, we create. And now science has already proven that everything is energy, and that the mind, and especially the thoughts, are the most powerful source of energy in the universe. So now you may want to take notes or come back here later to take your notes. Because I'm going to invite you now to do an exercise with me. I invite you to do this if you want to live a life you love, creating it and doing it with ease. So, easy do it. Take your life in your hands. But know that to do that, you need to take your thought process under control. And for that, you need to work. You need to do work to be able to take the thought process in your hands. And the most important thing you need to start doing is to start breathing, to start harnessing your nervous system, balancing your nervous system. Because there is no other way to put your thought process under control than to balancing your nervous system and bringing it into the parasympathetic mode. So I invite you now to do a breathing exercise with me. So let's begin by closing our eyes and lengthening the spine. You can sit with your feet stepping on the ground on a chair, or you can sit cross-legged in Sukhasana. And lengthen your spine and relax your shoulders and your jaw. And now slowly begin by taking a slow deep breath in through the nose, filling your belly with breath, then your rib cage, then your chest, then your upper chest till the collarbones. Pause and then open your mouth and sigh out through the mouth. Releasing any tension, and begin again, slowly drinking your breath, inhale, filling your whole body with breath, enjoying as you fill your whole body with breath, pause at the top of the inhalation, and then exhale through the mouth. And one more time. Inhale slowly and deeply. Fill your whole body with breath and then slowly exhale through the mouth. Now we're going to do another breathing. We're going to make inhalation fast and full through the nose. And then rounding the mouth, we're going to exhale through the round lips, forcefully out. So it goes like this. Now take a deep breath in. Exhale again through the mouth. Relax. Listen to the sounds around you. Lift your chin slightly upwards so your awareness comes naturally between your eyebrows. And for a moment, just observe your natural breath coming and going and the way you're feeling right now. Now I will ask you two questions. Just let them be there as you continue to observe and to listen. How do you want to feel? Do not try to answer the question, just to make the question and continue to observe. Allow the question to float around you, inside you. How do you desire to be? And allow it to be and to float there with you. Let the answer come. Do not create it with your mind. You can leave the question floating there for a while, for a couple of days. How do you want to feel? How do you desire to be? The answer will come in unexpected ways. Maybe a book will fall off the shelf. Maybe someone will tell you something. It will come through someone else. Or maybe you will have a sudden realization. Maybe you will hear a song that will make you feel that way you want to feel. Who knows? And it doesn't matter when or how it will come. Just listen to the passionate strings of your heart. So place your left hand on your chest and your right hand on top, and bring your awareness now into that part of the body that you're touching with your hands, the center of your chest. How do you want to feel? And how you desire to be. And as you are there now, in the heart, your awareness dropping into your heart, we will make a little visualization together. Imagine that you are walking on the beach, barefoot, and feel the sensation of the sand, the temperature of the sand under your feet, and feel the sound of the waves and the ocean and the wind, the smell of the ocean. And now you begin to walk into the water, and the water comes to your ankles, and now to your knees. Feel how you're feeling. What you're listening to. Feel the way you're feeling right now, and then loop this visualization again. See yourself walking on the sand. Feel the sensation of the sand under your feet. Feel and listen to the sound of the ocean, of the waves, of the wind, the temperature around you, the smell of the ocean, and begin to walk into the water. Feel the water coming to your ankles. The sensation reaching to your knees and how you're feeling. Feel how you're feeling. And let's go back again to the beginning. You're walking on the beach. You feel the sand under your feet. Feel the sensation, the temperature, the texture, the sound of the ocean, of the wind, the temperature, the smell of the ocean. And you begin to walk into the water. Feel the sensation of the water coming to your ankles, then to your knees. And remember how you're feeling. And then slowly, very slowly, whenever you're ready, open your eyes. Whenever the answer comes to these questions, to how do you want to feel, on what you desire, or what is your dream, visualize it just like we did today. Make a small visualization of it, bringing inside the feeling and the awareness and the smells and the senses, and loop it two or three times. And this is the way you start to project it, feel it, reflect on it, listen to your dream, and start to project it by visualizing it and living this way you are feeling. You want to start bringing this feeling of your desire into your current reality and starting to choose to ask yourself, what do I need to do and to choose every moment that makes me feel like that, like the way I want to feel? Because the way to reach that destination, that dream, we need to start feeling the feeling of being there in the now. So the destination has to feel the way that the path there feels, or the path to get there must feel the way the destination will feel. I hope this is clear. So desire it very much, project it, dream it, visualize it, and loop it. And then align your actions and your choices to meet this feeling and to create this feeling in the now more and more. This is the way you start to create your life and to put your hands in the steering wheel of your life. And then when it starts to pop up in your life naturally, and the things you desire and your dreams start to happen, be open to receive it also. To dream your life, to imagine how would it feel like to be able to access feeling like that in your current reality. To project that feeling again and again till you embody it. To start taking aligned action and to making aligned choices. To expect feeling that way. Expectation. Expect feeling that way you want to feel. And embrace it when it happens, when you feel in that way. Embody that feeling in the now. This is what the manifestation process is all about, and how we change, we create, and we shape our reality. So the way out of these cycles that repeat in our life is inside of you, by finding your dream and your desire and embodying it through this process. We are already doing that unconsciously and creating the reality we are living right now, the 3D reality we are living right now, but we are doing it unconsciously. Now we want to do the same that we have been doing always, but this time we're going to do it consciously. This is the only thing that I'm teaching you, to become conscious that you want to create something different, something new. So I repeat, and I cannot stress enough, it's very important for you to create the life you want, that you start to do the work. And to do the work is to do this and to breathe, to harness your nervous system. And I have all the resources there ready for you. You just need to do the work. Take my free breath activation package and start regulating your nervous system daily. If your nervous system is not regulated, you cannot harness your thought process. You cannot become the master of your mind, and you will just keep following that gremlin again and again. Because without a regulated nervous system, the thought process will not slow down, and you will not be able to control your mind. So every morning, do your breathings, do your meditations, do the activation you have there in my free breath activation package. And after breathing, do the questions, ask yourself, leave the questions there, float with them, live with them, be with them. Easy, do it, darling. Ask the questions. Do what's important for you and do it with absolute devotion. I love you, sending you so much love and grace. See you in the next episode.